Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Evangelist Rossi Williams, and today is Monday. I have a powerful, liberating, exciting word for you. On today, we're talking about the life of an overcomer. The life of an overcomer, and I am coming from Psalm 34:19. While you're getting your Bibles ready, I remind you to not miss one empowering episode of this 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul with me, Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern here on Blog Talk Radio. We have new teaching, live prayer, and I assign you a task for today. You can call in at 323-870-4180 or tune in online from my website at feeldefire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. But if 6:30 is too early for you, you can always follow the podcast, and the recording will be text straight to your cell phone Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern. You can do that by texting the letters MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. Again, that's MM to phone number 33222. And if you can't remember all of that, just go to the website. It's there for you at feeldefire.com. FeeldFire.com, as well as prior teachings. Well, by now, you should have those Bibles ready. I am in Psalm 34:19. Reading from the KJV. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Praise God. Let me read that again, saints. Now listen to this. Many are the afflictions, not singular, not one, not a couple, but many are the afflictions of the righteous. A multitude, various, numerous, infinite are the afflictions, trials, tribulations, difficulties, attacks of the righteous, those who are sold out to Christ, who have given our lives to him. But, oh, isn't that a great word right there? But, in other words, hold up, wait a minute, stop and pay attention. I'm about to turn this situation around, but the Lord, hallelujah, our Savior, Jesus, delivereth or comes in and removes us from, protects us and or saves us, him out of them all. Not out of one of the afflictions, not out of a couple of the afflictions, not out of just a few, or only on Sundays, only on Wednesdays, only during the weekdays, or only during the weekends, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Hallelujah. In and of itself, that should make you be praising God right now. Now, what is our topic for today? Say it with me. The life of an overcomer. Living as an overcomer is a choice. I'll say that again. Living as an overcomer is a choice. Now, this does not mean that trials, tribulations, and attacks won't come. It just means that you decide that even if you have to stay in that valley for a moment, that you will not live there forever. A winning attitude can change a losing altitude. In this word we just read today, the psalmist was letting us know that it is acceptable and understandable that as we go through life, some rain must fall. No matter how saved we are, how good of a person we may be, whether we attend church every Sunday, tithe, give offering, whether we fast, whether we witness, whether we minister, whether we tarry at the altar, whether we are involved in different ministries, no matter if we feed the poor and the homeless, no matter if we volunteer at the shelter, difficulties or afflictions will come. No matter if you've been a good wife or a good husband, a good parent or a good child, a good sibling, no matter if you're a good employee or a good boss, no matter if you've dedicated your whole life to serving the needs of others, rain, trials, tribulations, difficulty, afflictions will come. But he wrote this to encourage us that even when they come, notice I did not say even if. We've already established the fact that they will come. But that even when they do come, even if they come in singular form, or even if they come in plural form, even if they come through those you love or those you hate or a combination, even if they come through your own fault, through your own disobedience, through your own self-neglect, through our own pride and arrogance, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God still, hallelujah, saves us, delivers us from them all. Come on and give God some praise right now. Say, I thank you, Lord, for being my deliverer. Come on and say it again. I thank you, Lord, for being my deliverer. Now, as we go throughout our day, even on today, we will face some trials and tribulations. Some of you listening right now are already in the midst of trials and tribulations. Some of us are dealing with death, as in my family this week. Some of us are dealing with multiple deaths, as we are this week, and as my community has suffered for the last, I think I would say, 5 weeks. We've now had the death of 3 young men in my hometown, which is more than in my whole 48 years of life. And so it's been a sad time for us. And then my uncle as well, his funeral this week in Alabama. But no matter what the affliction is, whether it's sickness, illness, death, finances, loss of employment, problems in your marriage or your relationship, your children being incarcerated, whether it's your own self-doubt, no matter what the affliction is, I came on Morning Motivation today to remind you, to encourage you, to stir you up, to challenge you, to remember that God delivers you out of them all. So that is your consolation today. That no matter what you are experiencing, nothing is too hard for God. No matter what you are going through, God is faithful to come in and make a way. No matter what you are dealing with, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ that loved us and loves us. Many are the attacks, many are the trials, many are the afflictions, but our God, the sovereign God, the leader, the all-powerful, the omnipresent, the omnipotent God, the omniscient God, our God delivers us. Hallelujah. He makes us winners. He makes makes us champions. He makes us conquerors out of them all, through them all, in them all. Don't decide to live in the defeat. God has given you victory if you want it. You don't have to live there anymore. Come on and praise him right now. Oh, just magnify him. Begin to glorify him for your victory now. As we prepare to go into prayer, just praise him wherever you are in your own way. Just begin to call out the trials by name and say, God, I thank you for deliverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, we praise you. Oh, Lord, we glorify you. This is another day, and we're so thankful for it. We are champions. We are overcomers. We are they who win, no matter what, because we have decided to believe your word, not through our own strength, not through our own might, but because we decided to believe the word which we heard today, that despite every affliction, you deliver us, you deliver us, you deliver us, you deliver me, you deliver her, you deliver him, you deliver us, glory, out of them all. Now, Father, we ask the forgiveness of every sin. We ask that you create in us clean hearts. We ask, Father, that you help us to develop winning minds, winning attitudes. Not that we ignore the trials, not that we ignore the tribulations, not that we walk around pretending like they're not there, but that in spite of them, we still believe, we still declare, we still pray, we still praise you, and then we strategize how to get out. Because the deliverance has already been granted. So we understand that it's now up to us to take what you've already given us, which is victory, and move out of living in despondency and despair, disparity, depression and rejection, living beneath our vision, beneath our purpose, beneath our destiny, because we decided that we're now an overcomer. We accept your gift of being a champion. Now, Father, bless everyone listening now. Bless everyone listening throughout the day. Father, just go in right now and do a new thing. Father, go into their lives, answer their prayers. Do what is needed, hallelujah, to change their mindset. In the name of Jesus, we accept. Amen. Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him. I have to give the altar call, and then I'm going to give you our task for today, and you're going to walk out of here in victory. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, I invite you into the kingdom of our Lord. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I ask the forgiveness of my sins. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, everyone, and just praise the Lord wherever you are. Make sure you're going to church. Make sure you're in Bible study. Make sure you're in Sunday school. Make sure you're spending time with the Lord every day. And remember, you can do that right here with me on Morning Motivation, Monday through Friday, live at 6:30 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio, or text MM to 33222 to follow and get the recording at 8 a.m. All of that information is on my website at feeldfire.com, FEELDFIRE.com. Now, our topic for today is the life of an overcomer. Your task for today is to change your attitude to a winning attitude, because attitude affects altitude. Live in victory. I'll see you in the morning. Visit me at feeldthefire.com.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick the feet out the door.